The word yuppie doesn't connote a Gary Hart supporter to me, but rather conjures the image of a tiny aquarium fish with perhaps a small amount of brain damage. No wonder yuppies are having trouble getting dates. None of us yuppies seem to have friends anymore or know how to use the telephone. Instead, we're going to the personal columns or computer dating services, bringing the same kind of fleshless efficiency to our private lives that we bring to our work. Well, this is one yuppie who still prefers flirtation and romance to relationships. In the section of the daily paper called Life/Style, there used to be handy guides to the opposite sex, usually with a title like Is There Lunch After Marriage, about subjects like wine, chocolate, and orgasms. But all that has fallen by the wayside. The swinging singles are all laid low with herpes. The peculiar, joyless enthusiasm that feminists brought to their bodies in the 70s and the smirking head-wagging that Time magazine brought to the bedroom, all that strange stew we call the sexual revolution has been thrown out the window to be replaced by caution. Caution, pals and gals, is not an aphrodisiac. Only in America do you need a book to tell you what sexuality is supposed to be, and I guess I'm as American as the next gazabo. I read Cosmo and Ms. to find the flip sides of what the gals are and aren't up to. I tried to generate a male lifestyle through cover-to-cover reading of Esquire and Rolling Stone, but now we're supposed to be part of the new celibacy as advocated by Germaine Greer, who seems to have turned into a kind of feminist Ann Landers, urging young girls to save themselves for kids and marriage. Granted, the sexual revolution went too far. When you find phrases like suck face as a euphemism for kiss, it sort of takes the zing out of intimate personal contact. And I didn't really want to know the precise location of a lover's fallopian tubes. I don't want to be an OBGYN. I just want a simple, steamy workout in the dead of night. Did I learn all my conversational gambits for nothing? Am I supposed to fall back on serious conversation? Give me a break. I boned up on astrology. I learned how to play Trivial Pursuit, for God's sake. I learned how to appreciate the new Woody Allen. I even shelled out hard-earned money for a French movie or two. It's embarrassing enough having all this garbage in my head, but now I'm not even going to be rewarded for it. I say put the new celibacy in the back burner, at least when I'm around. If I want to be repressed, I'll learn how to fix cars, smoke cigars, and play poker. Male bonding is highly overrated, let me tell you, and it will never be as much fun as sex. I gotta go.